So then, how does one overcome this impurity in this scenario, allowing for the relationship to continue, while in the case of a woman selling herself, her husband is justified in disowning her? This is because in this scenario, there is hope that the straying individual may still be rescued through the union in marriage. However, in the other case, the marital union has already been irreversibly damaged. Furthermore, in that case, both parties are defiled, while here the transgression lies with only one party. Here's what I mean. The woman who has participated in acts of immorality is completely repugnant. If then, he who unites himself with a prostitute becomes one with her, he also becomes repugnant by interacting with a prostitute, hence all purity disappears. But the situation we are discussing is not the same. How exactly? The one who worships idols is impure, but his wife is not. If indeed she were involved in his impurity, which is his godlessness, she would indeed be contaminated as well. But now, the idolater is defiled in one way, and his wife in another, wherein he's not impure. The shared experience in their case lies in the bond of matrimony and the physical union.